Blog Talk Radio.
Able to go through this book, Dr. Reggie. It's been a while since I read this book, and I must admit that it's like reading it all over again. I mean, it's like it's new, and I so enjoy it. I hope that everybody can hear us okay. I won't be able to ask you guys questions until my studio screen clears up, which it doesn't look like it's going to do. Well, there we go. I have it. Thank you. Anyway, so how are you this morning, Dr. Reg?
Oh, God, I'm aching and tired. But other than that, I'm pretty good.
Oh, okay. Well.
And I want to say hi to Gloria. You always forget to do that.
I know, but you never. Good morning,
chat room.
Gloria. Good morning. How are you? I can't do the chat room this morning, but if you'll press 1 on your telephone keypad, Gloria, I wanted to bring you in on the line this morning. Okay, so today, Dr. Reggie, why don't you go ahead and take us into our morning prayer, and we'll get started.
Heavenly Father and Mother God and Goddess, we thank you for the energy of life. Let us not take anything or anyone for granted. We bless everyone. We bless the people we love and the people we don't. We bless them anyway, in spite of themselves. We use words over them of power and grace and love, including ourselves. Let us walk in the light and the power and the majesty of the Holy Spirit. And let us learn to love ourselves and be gentle with ourselves and not beat ourselves up, and to have reminders of what we're doing great to ourselves and say thank you always. Always have an attitude of gratitude as we increase our latitude with the Christ consciousness. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Thank you so much. And you know, now that we're studying your book, we know that those prayers, those words coming out of your mouth have power, and that they're blessing us. Yeah, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, blessings and curses. Hey, Gloria, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm good, other than not being able to find my glasses this morning. It's one of those days I see starting off. But, yeah, I'm good this morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Hey, Gloria.
Oh, well,
good morning, Dr. Reggie.
Good morning.
Wow. So I just wanted to, you know, wanted to acknowledge you and the wonderful work that you do in our chat room, and let our listeners know if they are ever up at 7 o'clock in the morning, because actually our downloads are much, much larger than our live listeners. But because we're up so early, and then of course we're going all over the world now. We have listeners all over the world, in different time zones. But if they ever have a chance to actually be up and online with us early in the morning at 7 a.m., they will get to know you, and I wanted them to hear your voice and what you do in the chat room, and also to just tell you how much Dr. Reggie and I appreciate you and the work that you do.
Absolutely. And I want to append to something to Gloria's questions yesterday about how do we test the spirits, the statement in the Bible. I wanted to append to that because it's not just the spirits that are the spirits from beyond, but also the people who are walking around in these fleshly bodies who are also spirits. Some test the way they're talking and the way they talk to you and what they're talking about. A lot of those things are very important. If it's not about God, you don't belong in that conversation. A lot of times people say things that are really far out and off the cuff and don't resonate with your spirit. And if it doesn't, you just tested your spirit and said, okay, well, goodbye. It's not good to be around that presence.
Yes, absolutely, and thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate the acknowledgement this morning, and absolutely, I welcome those brave souls that want to get up with us during the live broadcast. Absolutely. I'm actually in the chat room now, and you know, anybody who wants to join me there is always welcome to do so, and I appreciate being able to be a part of this. Thank you so much, and thank you for adding that, Dr. Reggie. Yes, thank you for adding that extra information about testing the spirits, and I think when I originally asked the question, and I think, you know, when it's presented to you in that way, like test the spirits, you're thinking like non-physical, you know. You know, when you say spirits, you think non-physical, but it is very true that those, you know, that could also be live walking people.
That's right.
You know,
that
have a spirit in their body as well. So
yes, they do.
So yes, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
Thank you.
We are spirit first, and we often forget that part, don't we?
Yes, yes, definitely.
Okay, so we are going to go ahead and move forward with our lesson today as we finish up this chapter on the very first chapter of the book, which is entitled Words as the Broadcaster of the Unformed Universe. And if you want to go back to listen to our archives to get the beginning of the book, this is a perfect time to go back to the beginning. We started this book study on Monday, and the first part of the chapter explains where the word came from and what it is, and I spent a lot of time trying to get you guys to understand that the word equals and means a vibration or a frequency, so that we can, you know, that our words and our language is all about vibration and frequency. And so Dr. Reggie then goes on and he talks about how do we get a clear signal, since this vibration is traveling throughout the cosmos. And how do we get a clear signal? First, he's saying we have to clear the way for us to even hear, be able to hear the right signal, which really falls in place with your question yesterday, Gloria, where you were asking about testing the spirit. It's like your channel needs to be clear so that you can even hear and be able to discern the spirit, what vibration, what frequency is that coming at you, so that you can hear. So he talks about clearing the channel, and that was taking us back to the principles that we've been talking about no judgments, any negative feelings that you have. You need to clear your consciousness, to clear these negative energies within you. You need to raise your own vibration in order to move into the alignment of your vibration with your higher self, which equals and means the Christ within you, which equals and means the energy of God within you, which equals and means the divinity within you. So you can call it whatever you want to call it, but it is that which is greater than you. You need to raise your frequency in order to and clear the way so that you have a clear channel to receive the information, to receive, quote, the word of God within you. It's not that it's, and it's already there, but you've got to get the garbage out of the way so that you can hear it clearly. I love how he took us through that portion of it. And then yesterday we talked about activating that broadcast channel, what we need to do to activate it. And he went through and explained how the chakras work and how the chakras are the energy centers within us, and that those energy centers, once we clear everything out, they become activated when we activate it so that we can clearly hear. And today we're going to talk about our greatest teacher, the Master Jesus, and how he used these words. So he says, there's the scripture in John 14:12-14 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." So, greater works than Jesus. First of all, can you even imagine you doing greater works than those demonstrated in the Bible that Jesus did? He performed a lot of miracles as recorded in the Bible. So are you willing to walk on water yet? Are you willing to walk on water? And from the above passage, we should be able to do the same and even more. As the evolutionary forerunner to our inner Christ, Jesus gave numerous demonstrations of healing. He talked to the wind and calmed a storm. And he called Lazarus forth from the dead. His use of words should be very encouraging examples to us, because they illustrate that we too can repeat or chant words of power and create positive transformation in our lives and the lives of others. What is our self-talk? And, you know, I always go back to give these examples because so many people call in, like on Oracle Friday, and are saying, "What do you see for me?" Or, "I have this problem," or, "I'm experiencing this." And it all begins with them. Whatever is going on in their life, they have created it. And so one of the tasks of a true healer is to help you shift the words that come out of your mouth, to get you to move into a new belief about your circumstances. Because it's their power, their creative power, the healer's creative power, and your creative power in conjunction that help to move and shift you into a new scenario in your experience. That's what Jesus did. Listen to this. Jesus was assertive in his faith. He used creative commands fueled with positive, faithful intention. It was through the spoken word that Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead, to life again. At times, he would ask his patient a question to test his or her faith and get a reading of their willingness to accept the changes that would be coming as a result of the miracle he was about to perform due to their own faith. Yes. He used other tools, such as spitting into the dirt to make a poultice for the eyes of a blind man, but he didn't carry a little bag of paraphernalia with him. His word had authority, and he used it as his primary tool for creation. So the very first creative command in the Bible is, let there be light. Light is identified with God or infinite mind, and that spark of light or that God mind is within each person on planet Earth. The thing is that Jesus understood that. There was no space between his understanding of that truth. He completely owned it. That's why he knew that his word had power, had authority. All he asked was, do you believe that you will be healed? And the person would say, yes. Do you believe it? Yes. Yes, I believe it. Then be it done unto you according to your faith. So let's say that if you totally believed you could get up and walk and there was absolutely no doubt in your mind, the responsibility was on you at that point to make that word have authority within you. Yes, I can walk. And you get up and walk. But now if you go up there and say, okay, well, maybe this will work. I believe that maybe I can get a little tingling here. I feel something. Then it's according to your faith. What words of authority are you going to speak to your physical body so that you can manifest the complete and full healing? If you go back and you say, I went to this person and it didn't work and blah, 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 go back and think about where you were in your consciousness. And Gloria, that really comes back to testing the spirit, because maybe you had this doubt because something about that person just didn't resonate with you. You know? That lesson is going to come back and back and back, I know. Anyway, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. What is he saying here? First of all, he's saying, if you can see what I'm doing and know that what I'm doing and notice how I do it, if you've analyzed everything, abiding to me means that I am completely, totally involved in everything that you do. I've examined it completely. I'm living it. Abide, I'm living it. I'm not just saying, oh, wow, that was an amazing miracle. No, I'm saying, oh, I'm fully engaged with this experience. So he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, and then you accept the truth of the power and the authority of the word, of the Christ energy within you and the power of that frequency and that vibration coming through you, if you totally accept it, then you can ask for anything. And then he says, you can ask for anything and it shall be done unto you. In other words, if you think about it and then you talk about it, you will bring about it. But if you're talking about being aware of what you want to create, you need to be aware of the power of your words. The authority. I love that word, the authority. You know, I have a big issue with the police, right? So whenever I see a police car, I just kind of freeze up because I've had so many experiences with them, especially down here in Georgia. So what I'm recognizing the authority that they have. The authority. Recognize you are not a powerless individual. You are a powerful individual. And your words have power. He says, your use of words unlocks the divine mind of God within you through creative commands. Jesus told us that we could ask anything in his name and he would do it. What does that mean, in his name? You know, we go, oh, Jesus, oh, you know, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. How many of you know what that really means? That you just call the name? No, it means much more. It means that you are asking by the authority that Jesus has given you. Name means the character of Jesus, the nature of Jesus. How he did it, how he believed it, how he knew it, how he spoke with that authority. It's not just a phrase, oh, and in the name of Jesus. No. It's in the likeness, the character, the whole nature, the whole authority. You are copying that blueprint. That power that he called upon is still within you. He was the example. He just showed you how to do it. That's why I love calling him the master teacher. His disciples called him master. He was their teacher. He never wanted to be worshipped. He wanted you to get it. He wanted you to be empowered. That's why he said, I come to give you life and life more abundantly. And I'm going to show you how to do it. You create it with your words. Wow. Jesus told us that we could ask anything in his name and he would do it. This means that the exalted, the anointed Christ principle within all of us can be called forth. His offer is very generous, but there seems to be a gap between his willingness to give and our ability to receive. We are born on this planet with supernatural power, just as Jesus was. It's called the Christ energy, that power within, and it is available to us all. It's willing to manifest in you now. You don't have to wait. Christ, oh my goodness, aligning with your spiritual self and having faith will raise our energy levels, there's that word again, to match his, equaling and meaning that was in Jesus, in order to invoke the same power that he used and offers us. And the one way to do that is by being consistent in your focus. God thought of you before you were born through the mother vehicle, and that alone gives you the divine birthright of life, of peace, of riches, of health, of joy, of beauty, and of love. That should be your daily focus of the mind. Because a double-minded person will not receive anything. Because faith and doubt, they oppose and counteract one another. But by patiently focusing on the truth and being clear in your intent, your intention, you are able to manifest the change that you desire. Wow. I just say wow. You know what just goes through my mind is how many of us have sat every Sunday, mama making us get up in the morning to go to Sunday school, mama making us get up in the morning to go to Sunday morning to go to church, and we sit in those pews and hear these scriptures over and over again and don't have a clue what they mean. Refuse to grab hold to the truth because we're so caught up in the ritual. Oh, the choir stands up and they sing a hallelujah, thank you, Jesus song. And people maybe shout and carry on. But they're not taking those words and embedding those words in their spirit. Even though the Bible tells us faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But if your channel is not clear, you're not hearing the truth, are you? It gets muddled. It makes me, I won't say angry, no. It makes me want to just take everybody and shake them and wake them up. Just wake up. Peace, riches, health, joy, beauty, love. That is your birthright. And we walk around here miserable and afraid and compromise. We compromise our joy and then we're miserable. We gave up the opportunity to be joyful and then we are miserable. And then we blame everybody else. You have no one to blame but you. Because you won't grab hold to the truth. You won't grab hold to your own personal power. You give it away. Oh, well, I guess it's just the best I can do. No. I refuse to see that for you. Just get a little courage. While words allow us to shape our world, listen to that. Words allow us to shape our world. Only those words spoken with conviction, which means that you have to believe it, and there is no doubt, there's only certainty in your consciousness when you speak those words. Words spoken with conviction are fueled with power to bring concrete results in your life. And when you speak with conviction, with belief, and with faith, you create your reality with your will. And so those of you who are sitting there and hearing my voice right now, and you're saying, Cynthia, you just don't understand my problem. I'm going to say that is your problem because you perceive you have a problem and you're speaking that you have a problem. Rather than you saying, Cynthia, I believe and I am victorious. I refuse to see this anymore. I see the solution. The solution is, this is the outcome I desire. I declare it to be done, and so it is. Sometimes you aren't aware of your hidden beliefs. That means, you remember we've been talking about clearing out those little fears? The last book study we had was all focused on the frightened parts of your personality. That's how Gary Zukav calls it, the frightened parts of your personality. We don't even know we have it sometimes. Those frightened parts cause you to act a certain way. Dr. Reggie says that you aren't aware of your hidden beliefs. You're not aware of your motives or your convictions, but they still affect your ability to create and shape with words because words plus conviction equals results. If you don't clear that garbage out, we've gone through oneness. It says you have to stop letting people push your buttons. You've got to rise above those circumstances. You need to raise your frequency. You need to face your fears. Clear. It's a lot of work. Who was that who told us this is a lot of work? Yes, it is. But the reward, oh, my God. The reward is that you are no longer a victim. That you are no longer a captive of fear. What do you have to fear? Nothing. Whatever problem occurs in your life, it's not even a problem. You don't even recognize it then. This is now my opportunity to demonstrate my personal power. That's how I look at it now. Oh, I get to practice being empowered. It's almost like I get to practice magic. How do I take this scenario that's not to my advantage and turn it around so that everything is in divine order according to my word? Wow. So let's talk about the subconscious mind very quickly as we close out this chapter. Certain words spoken as suggestions by a hypnotist are said to create an altered state of consciousness or a trance that can induce emotional and psychological healing. But there are two distinctly different realms in the human mind. There's the conscious mind, and then there's the subconscious mind. So you are using the conscious part of your mind right now just to read this book or just to listen to me or to get on the internet. That's your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is the most awake part of your mind, while your subconscious mind seems to be in a screensaver mode. So you may do something and not even remember it. For example, you may get halfway to work and wonder, did I shut the garage door before I left home? Because you're on autopilot. I have driven miles and get to my destination, but I don't remember driving, you know, past certain landmarks, and it frightens me sometimes because it's almost like I blacked out. You can probably recall times when you have done something subconsciously, like driving right past your intended exit on the freeway or arriving at your destination and not remembering to get there. But obviously, you were driving your vehicle in a safe manner, but your attention was on something else. You were in a kind of trance-like state. And some may call it daydreaming, but it is very much like hypnosis because the subconscious mind and its beliefs can direct your body to do something without interfacing with the conscious mind. And many of our beliefs are buried. We don't even realize that they are affecting our lives. But knowing that our thoughts and our words are the broadcaster of our unformed universe, and that they carry authority and creative power, we must consciously remember to guard what we say. Our power should be used for the improvement of the quality of life for everyone, and we should set our intent to heal rather than to cause harm. But I want to delve a little bit more into the subconscious mind because I want you to understand that it gets its instructions from you, from the conscious you. So all the time that you're talking about your problem, you're feeding the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind has to be trained. You are the trainer. The reason you can drive and know and get to a point with and not remember how you got there, but you got there safely, is because the subconscious, you've done it so many times, the subconscious mind says, oh, I know when she gets to this point, she turns this way. When she gets here, she turns. It knows everything, and it's your autopilot. But you have to train it. It's the repetition that trains the subconscious mind. And it's your little worker bee. It does all a lot of work for you. But it's based on your training. So what you're saying over and over again, you're training the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind has a lot of power because it's like an antenna in your broadcast system. And it says, oh, okay, all right, well, I guess I need to send that signal out. Let me send that signal out. Cynthia's saying she's got a problem. Let's manifest that, and I'll send the signal out. It's a shame they don't teach us this when we're young, huh? Because it's a lot of work to overcome it, to be aware of what you're saying. And I'm going to tell you, I'm so in tune with this now. When people say crazy stuff, and you know, it's something really simple, but it just, it makes every cell in my body is going, what? Oh, no. It's screaming. It's almost painful. It's painful. It sends a shock through my broadcast system. Well, I hope you guys have enjoyed this lesson this morning. I'm going to open the lines up if you have a question or comment. I still can't get into the chat room. That just annoys me. Hold on one second. If I do this screen, I may lose my screen. But listen, if you want to talk to me this morning, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Not that you want to talk to me. Maybe you just had a revelation. Or you just want to share something, press 1. Our telephone number is 914-338-0590. I want to hear from you. Good morning, 0411, you're on the air.
Greetings to you, Cynthia, and you, Dr. Reggie. Oh, I miss y'all so much.
We miss you too, Anthony.
How are you? Fine, I'm fine. All is well. I miss y'all. I miss being on the show. I just had to call and just say that. I've been listening, but I miss y'all so much.
We miss you too. All is well, baby.
I'm glad I caught this show. This is good. It'll always be, though. Every show as we have. But I just want to say hi and hope all is well.
It is. Are you coming to Atlanta anytime soon?
I got to get there. My spirit is telling me to get away and come that direction. So I will.
All righty. Listen, I'll give you what's your schedule like? Can I give you a call soon?
Sure. You certainly can.
All right. That's good to hear from you.
God bless you.
Oh, I just love hearing from some of our regulars like that. If anyone else have a question or comment this morning, please go ahead and press 1 on your telephone call, on your telephone pad, or give us a call at 914-338-0590. Listen, don't be shy. Don't be shy. Sharing is so important. If you have a testimony, if you've had an experience, please share. We are trying to encourage you guys to share this morning, not only this morning, but every morning. Let us know what's going on with you. We want to know. If nothing else, let us pray with you over your situation and help encourage you. So we're here for you, and we love you so much. Dr. Reggie, I guess what we'll do is go ahead and go into our closing prayer this morning. I don't want to move into our next chapter. Tomorrow we're going to talk about blessing and cursing. Ah, that's going to be a powerful lesson. I love this quote that you have from Henry Brooks Adams. No man means all he says, and yet very few say all they mean. For words are slippery and thought is vicious. Wow. Did he catch... on to some of the worst parts of our human spirit, but okay. Anyway, we are going to talk about blessing and cursing, the power that you have with words. Dr. Reggie, let me turn your mic on and take us into our closing prayer.
Father, we thank you for this lesson that has been divinely inspired. That we have language and we have words, and words have meaning in our conscious and subconscious, and as Christ used his superconscious mind and stayed in that mode always. Let us follow the dictates of the energy of the Christ principle and the Christ pattern, knowing that the Christ is an energy, not a person. Jesus was a person, and Christ is the mantle that you put on him after the resurrection. Let us find our own awareness, our own super resurrection in ourselves, and become alive again to what we're supposed to be, to the souls that you have made manifest that we're supposed to become, walking on this physical plane on the planet called Earth. That we are divine spirits with lots of power and lots of love. Those two things bridge us into a glorious future. Let us be in alignment with all nature and all your natural and supernatural forces to let us know who we are and where we came from. And we're planted here to do good work and to improve the quality of life for ourselves and for others. And we say thank you. Thank you, God. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. How does Dr. Reggie end that prayer? We first believe it is this way. All the words he poured over, we believe it, and then claim it, and so it is. And so it is. Wow. God bless you guys. Listen, if you have not purchased the book, I encourage you to go online to HiddenMysteries.com and purchase Dr. Reggie's book. You can also order the book by calling 903-876-3256. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.